Hello, here's Paul O'Mahony again with another Twitter tip. I'm doing a series of audio boos designed to help you to get the most out of Twitter and designed in order to share what I've picked up myself over a period of about 2 years using Twitter. Today I'd like to talk about retweeting. Retweeting, as you surely know, is about passing on to other people something that you have found either interesting, helpful, or even controversial. In other words, there's nothing essential about retweeting that says you agree with what you're retweeting. And there are more than one way of retweeting. You can retweet without making any comment at all, and you can retweet while adding your own comment. And there are pros and cons to each of them. Obviously, a retweet without comment is faster. You can do it with very little thought. As soon as something appears on your Twitter stream, you will probably know, oh, that's the kind of thing that others might like to know about. And so that's one way. The other way is that you can add a short message that says, I agree with this, or says, I disagree with this. You can also say that this might be particularly interesting to those of you who are interested in running. I've just this minute retweeted a tweet from Jeremy Gould, who tweeted to say that he'd used a particular way of recording his running. And he tweeted to say that he used a particular app. And I, who do not run at all and don't know this particular one, had a quick look at it and decided, oh, that looks like it's interesting to runners. And anyway, Jeremy's the runner, so he'll know whether it's any good. So I trust him, so I just simply said, added to it, runners, a recommendation. So runners, somebody who's a runner, can click on it if they like to do it. So they're the two ones. The other is that the other thing to consider is what time of the day you do your retweets if you have a particular audience in mind. So, for example, if you are sharing something to people in your own country, then you'll have a very good feel for what's the best time to do it. If you're retweeting something that you hope will pop up in America, you'll need to think about the timeline. And again, that is all, I think, pretty obvious stuff that you're likely to come across. Now, what I've also discovered in the use of retweeting or talking to people about retweeting is that some people are very reluctant to do retweeting. They could be inhibited from retweeting for a number of reasons. I've come across the reason that they think, well, everybody else has seen this already, and why should I retweet it? Because it'll just overburden other people's Twitter stream. I've heard people say that they only retweet things that they agree with. And I've heard people say that they just don't like retweeting full stop. Now, my own position on this is that Twitter is a social medium. It's a way of connecting with other people, and that retweeting is a particularly good way of passing on something that you have found valuable and interesting or even controversial. In other words, it's from a technical point of view, it's about that. But from a social point of view, it's a way of deepening the connection that you have with other people. First of all, the things you retweet say something about you, and other people will get a better feel for the kind of person you are. Now, over a period of time, one single retweet wouldn't tell you much about a person. But over a period of time, some of your closest contacts on Twitter will notice a pattern of the kind of things that you retweet. And that will also tell them whether your retweets are worth opening, particularly if they carry links. Now, links brings me to an issue that I think it's particularly valuable to retweet links rather than tiny bits of conversation. I went through a phase myself of retweeting a lot of things that didn't have links in them. And what I did notice was that they never, ever got retweeted by my followers. So clearly my followers might have been in some tiny way interested in me retweeting the opinion of other people, but followers are generally more interested in retweeting stuff that is a link and that has got some kind of authority behind it in addition to your own. Now, the person who's studied retweets most is a guy called Dan Zarella, that is two R's and two L's, and he's in America, and he has made a kind of a science of Twitter. So if you look up at Dan Zarella, you will find links to his research. He has studied what time of the day it's best to send retweets. He studied even the length of the retweets. In other words, how many characters you use up in the retweet if what you're looking for is to get pass on something. Now, that reminds me that if you are going to retweet something in the hope of it getting retweeted, or if you're going to put up a tweet in the hope of it getting retweeted, don't make it any more than about 120 characters. That enables people to retweet it with comment or retweet it the other way, but essentially you have left room. And in fact, the best things to retweet would probably be less than 100 characters, because they look most retweetable to others. So back to the question of why retweet. If you want to use Twitter as a social device, as opposed to a research device, then do retweeting. There is also a chance that other people will retweet your stuff. Now, not everybody wants to be retweeted, but think about it. Do you want your tweets to reach out to an audience who you don't know? It is indeed possible that what you retweet may bring you new followers from people who will broaden your experience. Somebody you don't know will see the retweet and that somebody has given you, and it will become kind of viral, if you like. So what I would say is retweeting is a great way of broadening your network. And again, of course, this depends upon, you know, whether that's what you want to do. And you may actually not want to increase your followers. You may be one of the people who wants to have relationships in depth with a small number of people, and you consider that to try to follow a lot of people would be too much. So, in essence, I am a social user of Twitter. I strongly suggest that the easiest way to approach it is that count back the last 100 tweets that you've sent yourself, or 50 if you haven't got time, and see how many of them were retweets. And ask yourself, is that what I intended? Did I really intend to send that number of retweets? If it looks more than you wanted. And the other thing is, I believe it is actually a very nice thing to find that something that you have felt valuable enough to tweet it has been passed on. So that's it for today, the Monday after Christmas Day. I'm a little bit croaky and a little bit waking up, but I wish you a very good day today and a very good move towards New Year. And I'll be back on the day after New Year with another Twitter tip. Paul Omani saying bye-bye for now.